over the moon and delighted, and it's great news. And after a strong campaign we put together with Robert Halfen, you know, the Treasury has finally listened. I mean, the Just About Managing will now breathe a huge sigh of relief that duty is frozen for the ninth year, which is unprecedented in terms of levies and taxes from the Exchequer. So, yes, in summary, we're over the moon. It would be political suicide to actually put up fuel duty on already the highest tax motorists in the world. We're looking at, you know, if this escalator had been in place since 2011, the idea of putting up fuel duty by 2p plus inflation, that was the sort of level we're going to do every year. We'd be paying something like £1.70 at the pumps. And what would have that done to our growing economy? We wouldn't have been out of recession. I mean, what it means to drivers generally, and that's including motorists, motorbikers, white van and hauliers, it will be a massive boost for them to understand for the next year they don't have to worry about fuel going up because of tax. It's already the highest tax in the world, and they contribute something like 65% of their tank when they fill up to the government. So it'll be a huge relief to them, especially for low-income families and those motorists and drivers who rely on their car and have no choice but to use it because of public transport so poor in their area. It would be a great result if we got fuel duty cut. We commissioned economic analysis for the CBR, and they showed that the 3B cut in duty would actually reduce inflation, create jobs, increase GDP by 0.5%. It's all an upside for cutting fuel duty. And the irony is that cutting fuel duty means people spend more money, profits would be better for companies, and so the Exchequer would actually enjoy more growth tax revenue from other sources. We all be incentivised and the economy would be booming. Two major aspects of our campaign: we're going to continue to fight for a cut in fuel duty for as long as we're in existence, and we have a lot of support in Parliament for that from MPs from across all parties. And the other aspect is we'd be fighting on behalf of motorists who are being demonised. They're being taxed to go into cities, congestion charges, toxic taxes, ultra low emission zones, bans, you name it. All those sorts of things, just hitting hard-working, hard-pressed motorists who've got no choice but to use their vehicles.